between episodes of Falling in Sport, we release content that didn't make the final edit, but was too good to leave on the cutting room floor. In this first Falling in Sport extra, Coach Jeffrey Toyana explains how a Soweto boy becomes a Mamelodi Sundowns fanatic, and how good he'd be if he had played T20 cricket. You're from Orlando East. Kwenzakalani, yeah. How are you a Sundowns fan?
Okay, yes, my parents. I mean, like, my dad was a big Pirates fan.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he was very, very sporty.
You went to Orlando High, so how is it even possible?
Yes, I'm an old product of the Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, Jomo Sono went to that school as well.
Yeah.
You know, Orlando High. Basically, like, my dad was a Pirates fan, and then my mom was a Chiefs fan, and then it was eight of us at home.
Oh, wow.
Like, all my brothers were Pirates, and my sisters were Kaizer Chiefs. And then I think I'm the only one who became a Sundowns supporter, I think 84, 85.
Okay.
And then it became worse when the late, like, Zola Mahobe, you know, he was a friend of my brother.
Okay.
You know, like, my older brother. So those two were good friends, you know, and Zola will come to my place, you know, to just to chill with his friend, and then just sitting there, you know, and watching this guy. I mean, I just fell in love with Sundowns.
Goodness.
You know, like, those days. I can still see, like, Mark Anderson, you know, in goals, and Andres Chicha.
With the long sleeves.
With the long sleeves, you know, and Andres Chicha is the striker.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he'll score and then run back to Mark Anderson all the way back there. I mean, I still have memories of that. That's basically where my love for Sundowns comes from, because I didn't want the drama of the Soweto derby.
You didn't want to separate the household. Chiefs. Okay.
Yes, yes, when my mom was Chiefs and my dad was Pirates. So it was better for me, you know, like, you know, if I didn't get close to those clubs, you know. So, like, that's why I became Sundowns.
It sounds like your household was one of those where if one of the two lost, if your mother's team lost, people didn't eat. It sounds like that
trouble.
House.
Yes, trouble, trouble. But I was quite fortunate because I was my mom's favorite.
Okay. You know.
Yeah, she'll do, you know, like, something for me, like, on the side.
Oh,
because
okay.
I was the seventh, you know, like, of the eight children. So, like, I was a bit of a, you know, like of that close to mama's boy,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, if you were still of playing age.
Saying lastly for the last 10 minutes. Sorry?
If you were of... I just love hearing you. If you were of playing age, where do you think you would bat in a T20 team?
Wow. But I think I'll bat in the top three because I was a four-day type player.
Yeah.
I didn't play too many shots. So I think I'll be in the top three because it's easier to bat in the top three where there's fielders up. You know, I can just hit some balls over the top there. Because
your famous hook
number
shot.
Four, number five, number six. Yeah, my famous hook shot there. Like, there won't be fielders there on the boundary, you know. Yeah, because if you come after six overs, everybody's out. And chances of getting caught are quite easier there. So for me, like, if I was playing today, you know, T20 cricket, I would have loved to bat in the top three. Because, like, for me, like, that's the best position, like, to bat in that format.